Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Food Friday, March 7th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome Haley Whalen and Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken. They are leading lights of Edible Capital District, a quarterly magazine dedicated to spotlighting locally grown foods, farmers and artisans, vintners, distillers, brewers, food events and festivals. We'll learn about what's new in the local culinary scene. We'll find a bit about what it takes to put out Edible Capital District 4 times a year. And we'll talk about the bounty of wonderful food here in this region. The number to call is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Haley Whalen, Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken, and your calls coming up after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today on Food Friday, we welcome back our pal, Haley Whalen. Haley owns Arthur's Market in Schenectady's historic Stockade District and also publishes Edible Capital District. She goes out of her way for good butter, of course. She loves dogs, believes that small independent businesses are the beating heart of the Capital District. We welcome for the first time Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken, which is one of the most relaxing names I've had to say in quite a long time. A freelance writer and managing editor of Edible Capital District, her work has appeared in the Times Union, Beekman 1802 Almanac, Scary Mommy, and many others. Jennifer loves writing about food, books, travel, and the people and places that make upstate New York home. You want to talk about the Edible Capital District? Call 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Haley Whalen, long time no see. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks, Ray.
You know, my memory's pretty bad, but I still remember the blind butter taste test. It was fun. That was a fun show.
There's nothing wrong with eating butter.
You love butter.
I do. Who doesn't?
Is that, you think that's a mental deficiency of some kind, or you just love it?
I feel like it's a mental forte.
Ah, it's a strong point.
I'm going to lean into this
okay,
one.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken. What a great name you got.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And I must ask before we get rolling here, Scary Mommy? Now, I've
I
known
knew
a few,
you were gonna
but
ask
what's
me
up
about
with
this?
The Scary Mommy? What is that?
Scary Mommy is a media outlet targeted at parents, primarily mothers, and they collect a lot of interesting personal essays about the motherhood experience and publish them to. The real scary thing is it's one of the scariest comment sections on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
well, I got to check it out.
It's been a while.
So are you a mommy?
I am a mommy.
So are you scary?
Never.
No?
No.
I think most mommies have those moments, you know.
No.
All right, fair enough.
I deny it all.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. So you have been sending me for about, I don't know, maybe a year, maybe more, Edible Capital District quarterly. And number one, it's great to see a real paper periodical. I love it so much more than online periodicals. This is a beautiful piece of work. Haley Whalen, how did you get involved in this?
So I originally was writing for Edible Capital District. I started with a few columns during the pandemic, writing about places in the capital region that were doing innovative things to stay afloat. And the more I got to know the magazine and the previous publisher, the more I felt compelled by the opportunity to showcase what we have going on here. And so last spring, I had the opportunity to actually buy the publishing license, pick up the business on my own. And I did that with the goal of really showing a spotlight on everything that's already happening here. As you said in my bio, you know, I really believe in the small independent businesses of our region. I think they have a lot to offer, and I think they make this place really special.
How's Arthur's Market doing, by the way?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's great. Yeah, and I should say I'm biased. I have a small independent business.
Yes, you do. And it's a nice one at that.
Well, that's very kind of you. But yeah, so I really felt the personal motivation there, knowing how powerful it is to have press coverage to do that for more places around the region.
A couple things I just want to tell you. Number one, you take very lovely photographs.
Thank you.
And number two, the grilled peaches from the summer edition, really good.
Highly recommend grilling your peaches and eating butter. Those are my two.
You could probably put some, instead of the oil, you could probably put a little butter on the buttered peaches. Hot buttered peaches. Yeah.
Right. We're going to have to have you write for Edible.
Yeah. Well, barely construct a sentence. And most of our listeners know that. All right. Jennifer, what do you do at Edible Capital District?
So I am fortunate enough to be the managing editor. So together with Haley, we come up with all of the creative content, and we're very seasonal about that content, obviously. Yeah. And then I kind of help curate and put all of the puzzle pieces together, which suits me fine because I am a type A organizing kind of gal.
Are you are you a control freak?
No.
No. Do you tell Haley?
I'll second that. Not
Haley, this article's not going to cut it.
No, never. No. Haley and I, actually, one of the best things about our kind of creative partnership with this is we have such similar sensibility about so much. So if Haley thinks something's a good idea, I generally will too, and vice versa.
Are you a foodie?
I am a foodie, yeah.
Do you like that term? That kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I heard somewhere once that there's gourmands. And then there's foodies.
Now, what's a gourmand?
I think a gourmand is someone who really enjoys eating.
Yeah.
And a foodie.
So that's a glutton, you mean?
Well, gourmand is a nicer word for it.
Okay, fine. All right.
I'm a glutton.
You can't be a glutton. Well, all right. The number here is 800-348-2551. We are joined by Haley Whalen from Edible Capital District and Arthur's Market in Schenectady's historic Stockade District, and Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken. Just say it a few times at home. Vanderwerken. She's the managing editor of Edible Capital District. We're talking about the bounty that is the food in this part of the Northeast. And there's so much to talk about. When did you come on board, Jennifer?
My first issue was the fall issue.
Okay, because you were not in the summer issue that I was thumbing through again today.
Thank God Jen came on. It's
really?
Way too much for one person to produce a magazine.
And I have no idea how she did it.
I would say just as much as, you know, Jen talked about our similar sensibility, which I agree with, she also brings strong journalistic background, which has been such a great compliment to the effusive, just creative impulse I have. It's nice to have that mix.
Okay,
that
so the discipline of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's, again, for those who didn't hear the historic butter show that we did, let's talk a little bit about your background. Writing was not one of those things?
It was, but my background has predominantly been in marketing and in owning my own business. So that kind of writing, you know, where it's either sort of sales writing, essentially, or self-promotion, I guess, with your own business, is very different from journalism. You and Jen really would know best. You know, there's a rigor and a discipline to that.
There's a rigor in what you did as well. I started out in the 80s, a long time ago, as a commercial copywriter. And of course, that threw my punctuation, all syntax out the window because you're writing for the ear. But I mean, there's a discipline to that too.
Yeah. And I think complementary disciplines. I mean, one of the things that we constantly talk about in editing all of our articles is how do we sort of throw shine and sparkle on our subjects? But there's a balance in editorial between salesy language and editorial journalistic language where, you know, you're really reporting, but you're talking about the things that are exciting to you or that make something special or unique. And that is different from marketing, I think.
I would agree with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you find it wise to agree with the publisher often?
Yes.
Because I'm terrifying.
Oh, yes, as you can see.
Very imposing. The number here is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We're joined by Haley Whalen and Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken from Edible Capital District. Tell me a little bit, Haley, about, it's not really a franchise, but there are a lot of these edibles throughout the states, yeah?
It's incredible. So Edible is an international brand because it's represented in the U.S. and Canada with 90 different publications. And what comes with that is the brand that you see, the Edible logo, the sort of stylistic points of the magazine. They all focus on really high-end photography, design, et cetera. But also a network of 90 other publishers who all own the same type of small business and all readily share advice, insight, tips. It's an amazing network to
be
part
of. Do you get together or electronically get together and shoot the breeze with some of the other editors around the country and Canada and whatnot?
Yeah, there's a weekly publisher's call. So anybody can call into that within the publisher's network. And I've been really grateful for that, you know, people calling out things that I wouldn't have thought of as a new publisher and that now I don't have to learn the hard way. And there's also an annual Edible Institute gathering, which is an in-person sort of retreat and workshop.
So you haven't been to this yet, Jennifer?
I have not, but hopefully Haley and I can make that happen someday.
Is it a wing thing deluxe? I mean, do you have a good time?
You know what?
Get liquored up?
I actually didn't. Yes, I think is the answer.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I didn't make it last year. And this year, it's happening about a month after I am due to have my first child. So
you're preggers?
I am. So I probably won't be
holy moly
making it to this year either, which is, I guess, gives us something to look forward to.
Right.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah.
Doesn't she look great, too?
How far along? Now that you mentioned it on the air, I can ask. I mean, how far along are you?
I'm 5 months.
Oh, mercy.
Yes.
The best is yet to come.
I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe my wife will call in and give you some tips because...
I'll take it.
There may be some rough sledding ahead. You never know. Number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to our guest today, Haley Whalen, and the beautifully named Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken. Let's take a break here, Mike Bowen. It's Edible Capital District. It's you. It's the calls. It's the emails. We're going to talk a little bit about what wonderful things our two guests have found as they have been working on this great publication. Yeah, we're getting down. We're getting funky. Mike Bowen over there in Master Control. He's doing a little dance. Barb King is nodding her head. That's Dizzy Gillespie, right? Wrong number? 800-348-2551 is our number today, and that's the right number. Haley Whalen is our guest, and Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken. By the way, got to mention this now. Okay, so I'm doing this event on March 31st at Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck. Mm-hmm. Chef Gail Sokol. It demanded to teach me how to bake something. Well, this event is sold out, so you cannot get tickets anymore to that thing.
What a tease.
Well, I have to let people know so that they don't. It's already gone. But if you want to be part of the show, and what we're going to do is tape this travesty and then make it into a show, which we will air later on, if I don't swear too much. And so if you want to ask a question of Gail Sokol, which I will try to get to on this program when we record it down in Rhinebeck, just write us an email to voxpop@wamc.org. Same email address as this program, but put in the subject heading, and this frosts me, I'll tell you what. The subject heading is Uncle Grumpy Learns to Bake. And I find that offensive, but that's the subject heading. And if you have a question for Chef Gail, we're making apple galettes, which... I mean, she's bringing Band-Aids because she's afraid I'm going to chop my fingers when I cut... That's how bad I truly am. So anyway, the March 31st event is sold out, but if you want to be a part of the show virtually, you can send your question to Gail at voxpop@wamc.org. Now, back to where we were. Edible Capital District, which is a quarterly publication. It's a beautiful publication. And you know what? You didn't tell me you were sending it. And all of a sudden, it showed up on my desk. And I read it. I actually read it. It's really great. The pictures are beautiful. It's not too much. There's not too many pages that you say, oh, I can never get through this. This is something you can get through it. And it's beautiful stuff. What have you learned? Jennifer, where are you from? You from around here?
I am from around here originally.
So what have you learned about the breadth of the food and restaurants and providers in our region that kind of surprised you?
Well, it's so interesting that you mentioned that because I consider myself like an upstate returnee. I grew up in the Capital District, and then I left at 18, and I really never thought that I would come back. I was working in publishing, and this was before remote work was a possibility, so I had to live in New York City, and I had to live near Boston. And then, you know, I started my family, and I really missed this area. I was ready to come back home. And for me, it was like so much had changed in the 15 years that I was away, and I felt like I was rediscovering this place that felt like home, but also felt like this really interesting, vibrant, creative community that had developed in the years that I was away. So I feel like I see everything through this lens of both a tourist in a way and a local.
So interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in putting together the magazines and, you know, liaising with the writers and the photographers and the food people in the area, I'm so impressed constantly by the passion and the grit and the determination it takes to make any kind of a food business work anywhere in the world. Just, you know,
the margins. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a business guy, but the profit margins have to be so tiny that you really got to love it to keep going.
You have to have incredible passion for, and I think a lot of that comes from the feeling that so many of us have about food, which is that, you know, you're caretaking for people. Food is about so much more than food. It's about tradition and culture and family and, you know, wanting to show love. And it's a really beautiful thing.
I like the way you said that, Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerk. And Haley Whalen, how many counties are we talking about here for this edible capital district? I got to be honest with you, full disclosure, people have always said, oh, the capital district, oh, the capital region. I have no idea how big it is or what it is. It seems amorphous to me.
Yeah, we can list them off. To be fair, I actually also looked that up before I this publication.
There's an actual...
There is a defined capital district. It's quite large.
Okay.
For us, the capital district for edible includes Albany County, Fulton County, Montgomery County, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, Schoharie, Warren, and Washington.
Mm.
Columbia and Greene are also by New York State definition part of the Capital District. But in edible terms, that falls into the Hudson Valley.
Ah, is there a competition? Do you fight over those two counties at all?
No. You know, it's funny. The edibles, you know, we have neighboring edibles, Edible Hudson Valley and Edible Berkshires, and I guess Edible Vermont as well, neighboring Washington County. And it's so great having those neighbors. We all talk, we support each other. And I think that the way they're broken up really does make sense in terms of how people view those locations and travel through them and kind of think of them in terms of those cultural clusters.
I mean, you are someone, and having talked to you before, I know how passionate you are about food and good stuff. What has surprised you about some of the things you have written about? How long have you been doing this? A couple of years now?
This spring issue that we just sent to the printer yesterday will mark exactly a year.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah. So I've been writing and involved for, I guess, a little over 2 years, but publishing for one.
So what have you learned? I mean, what's the surprise? What has surprised you?
Oh, well, while Jen was answering, I was trying to think of what surprised me. This isn't a surprise. This is something, I guess, again, that motivated me. But just back to your point, Ray, about how slim the margins are in food and how challenging it can be. I think something that I've seen in the various roles I've played in the food industry is that you can have all the passion, all the talent, you can execute perfectly, and you can still fail. And that, to me, like, makes my heart clench, because there's so many places in this area that I really love, that I want to see succeed. And if, you know, there's any way through Edible, Jen and I are able to support them, to help get their story out into the hands of eager eaters.
Yeah.
That's really what we're after.
I mean, I think part of it is finding that little spot that is not covered.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Anissa Waheed.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Tara Kitchen, and look at what she has done.
Yeah.
She started by making amazing food,
mm-hmm.
and she's international now. She has one in India.
Yeah, yeah. You can go to Hyderabad and have a taste of Schenectady.
Pretty cool.
That is very cool.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551. Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken and Haley Whalen from Edible Capital District join us today. This email from Mike. We'll go to the phones in a moment. But Mike says, I'm looking for recommendations on finding restaurants in the Capital Region that are fully committed to sourcing local meats and vegetables. My wife and I are always on the lookout for restaurants that creatively prepare OFFAL. Yes. What is that?
That's the offcuts. That's like intestines.
Is it really awful?
I wouldn't know. I've kind of steered clear of it through the course of my life. But yes, I mean, some people absolutely love it.
Really?
Yes, yes.
So, okay. Anybody that does? I mean,
I don't know.
I can make any number of fast food jokes, but I'm not going to do it right now.
That is a great question, Mike. Yeah, I can't think of a restaurant that specifically serves offers awful.
It's called awful, but it's not spelled AWFUL.
No, good clarification. Right. I do know, I mean, there are a number of meat producers in our area, like Two Rock Ranch is a farm that we're actually talking about in our spring issue. Mm-hmm. They raise lamb. And, you know, at the farmers markets, you can probably get to know those producers and at least talk to them about sourcing those cuts for yourself.
All right. So give me an example of not talking about my radio career, but give me an example of awful. What kind of cut are we talking about here?
I know there's tripe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Tripe. Right.
I feel terrible admitting that I don't know the answer to this because I'm so Scottish, but is haggis considered awful?
It's funny.
Probably. Stuffing a stomach.
Haggis came up yesterday on this
Did
program.
It really?
Or Wednesday during the travel show. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a good punchline, right?
Oh, yeah. That's an easy target.
That's how haggis is made. Well, Mike, I guess we're not going to offer satisfaction on that one.
We'll look into that.
This one might be easier. All right. David writes in, what are your favorite fruits, if any, and vegetables of the current season? Right now.
Well, I mean, in every issue of Edible, we have a whole feature page right at the very beginning of the magazine called What's in Season that lists not just the fruits and veg that are in season, but foraging items that are in season, the meats and poultry that are in season. And then we choose an accompanying recipe that really celebrates those flavors. And we're keeping that local. So if you are an upstate New York reader, you're here in the Capital District, these are going to be the things that are available to you in particular.
I'll tell you, I'm thumbing through the winter edition right now, the winter issue, and it's a nice piece of work. Nice.
We're very proud of it.
Yeah, we're biased.
How many hours a week do you put in on this?
Oh.
It's got to be a lot.
It is. Yeah. I mean,
we work hard.
We do. We do work hard, but it's really a pleasure. I mean, it's such an enjoyable, creative effort, and I love the collaboration that we get to do together.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think winter to spring actually is one area where I would find a little surprise on the what's in season front. It's easy to think that nothing's in season in the winter. We're still kind of in that season.
Yep.
But there are so many root vegetables. Celeriac is actually something that surprised me recently.
I think celiac is what you're talking about.
No, thankfully not celiac.
Oh, celeriac? What is that?
Celeriac is a root. Mm-hmm. It's quite ugly. Mm-hmm. You can find it probably at any of our local farmers markets. But it blends really, really deliciously. It's kind of got like almost a potato texture once it's roasted and blended. But for soups.
Hang on. Jennifer Tabor Vanderburken.
Oh, no.
Is scowling. Go ahead.
Ray. I hate potatoes.
Really?
What?
I know. It's my most controversial personality trait. I promise you. Don't send me hate mail.
Look, even French fries?
No. I can abide a thin, crispy French fry.
Right.
If it is too potato-y, I want nothing to do with
it. Wow.
I know.
This is the biggest surprise yet. I didn't know this about you,
Maybe
Jen.
I thought you wouldn't have hired me if I did that.
It's okay.
Put it on your resume.
You.
Hates potatoes.
It's actually on one of my bios somewhere.
Really?
Yes, because it always gets a reaction.
That is very interesting. I don't like pasta that much, you know? So
what is wrong with you people?
All right, he's up, Waylon. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. The folks from Edible Capital District are here. Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken and Haley Whalen. And Joan in Schenectady, who's a regular correspondent.
Hi, Joan.
And she's very close
I know who you are.
Arthur's Market. Let's go to Joan. Hello, Joan. How are you?
Hello. I am so well. Ray, my apologies. I didn't mean to call 2 days in a row, but I could not.
We can't get enough, Joan, you know, so you're in. Go.
Hey, I try to share. This show is right up my alley. I did used to live in the Stockade section, the big yellow house right on Front Street, not far from the market.
Okay.
I lived there for several years, and Arthur's Market fed this organic, food-loving vegetarian so well all those years ago. I'm delighted to hear that it's still keeping the community-based tradition, Holly. Haley. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
The store's doing well, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. We feel very lucky to be where we are. We've got a good community.
It's the heart of Schenectady, is it not?
I am biased, but I definitely feel very fond of the Stockade and where we are.
Yeah. So much history, so much goodness, including the good food. Hi, Jennifer, to you, too.
Hi.
It is a great name.
Oh, it is.
Thank you.
Vanderwerken.
Yeah. I'm looking at my notes. Like, you guys were talking about so many good things. First off, how does one get to be on your mailing list? I need this.
You got to subscribe, right?
That is a great question, Joan. We actually distribute to about 45 locations around the Capital District. I'm not sure, where are you located at the moment? Maybe I can tell you the closest spot to pick one
sure,
up.
Sure, I'm up in Woodlawn, but you're kind of like the Metroland old and new. It's a location-based distribution?
Yeah, it's a location-based distribution. The biggest distributors,
awesome,
as far as like the volume, are the Honest Weight Co-op, the Niskayuna Co-op, Whole Foods, uh-huh, and Healthy Living, which is up in Saratoga. But we have distribution locations in all of our counties. Arthur's does distribute, as well as a ton of other smaller businesses like the Vischer Ferry General Store, the Cheese Traveler, Middleburg Coffee, really lots of places. So if you ever want to go to our website and look at our distribution list, that would be the best way to find a copy.
So it's free?
It's free.
It's
free.
All right, we got to talk business model. Joan, do you want to? First of all, Joan, hang on. Just stop the presses. You take notes on this show. I think you know, play a game or something. I mean, geez, you got to do something else. You're taking notes on this program? Oh, boy.
I like to learn. I like to learn. And you've been doing this show long enough that I know you enjoy teaching, so get over yourself, Uncle.
All right, here we go. Hey, Joan, have a lovely weekend. Thanks for calling. 800-348-2551. We're joined by Haley Whalen and Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken from Edible Capital District. So this thing is free. Let's talk business model. How you make money on this?
So the magazine is free to all of our readers, and our primary revenue stream is advertising.
Who's beating the bushes selling the ads?
I was just going to say, I think I'm not allowed. Am I allowed to
say anything salesy on the radio? No. Thank you for saving my license and what's left of my career, which,
by the way,
will end on March 31st. But
what?
Just, you know.
I didn't know that.
No. It's when I do the live baking demonstration.
It won't be my decision. We have faith in you. You can handle it.
There's going to be a hook, and it's going to be, you're done now. Time to go to the home. Erica writes in, getting ready to celebrate spring's arrival. Any shareable and hopefully simple springtime bakes you recommend to welcome the new season, or some local bakeries to support? That's from Erica in the Stockade.
Hi, Erica.
Do you know Erica?
I think she's been texting me throughout the show.
Oh, Erica, you're
she's
a
so
ringer.
Sweet.
Oh, okay.
I love you, Erica. Lots of
bakes.
Yeah, lots of great, I mean, strawberries, rhubarb. Lots of great flavors coming out in the spring. I'm trying to think of anyone.
Carrots. You can make a delicious carrot cake.
And that's always a great Easter option.
Mm-hmm. We don't actually have, do we have any baked recipes in the upcoming spring issue? I think we have some delicious drink recipes. We have a delicious.
Really?
Yes.
Now
you have
my attention.
We have a regularly occurring column in every issue called Last Call. And a lot of times what happens is a local restaurant will share a cocktail recipe with us. So for the fall issue, we got a delicious brown butter washed bourbon drink from Mila's in Schenectady, which was delicious. And then in winter,
We had
an Alpine Negroni.
An Alpine Negroni from Salevo.
Okay, now wait a minute. All right, now without this is coming up in April, so I don't want to have a spoiler here, but Alpine and Negroni doesn't seem like
that was our winter.
That was our winter cocktail.
All right, so what is it?
What is the Alpine Negroni?
Yeah.
If you'll turn your hymnal to page. We got to try it. I was actually there when we did the photo shoot for the cocktail with one of our very talented photographers, Elizabeth Haynes. Shout out to Elizabeth. So the Alpine Negroni is a sweet Gwendolyn juniper forward gin with some Lillet.
Yeah.
And then they use Amaro, and then Salevo likes to use an Italian Amaro that's made in the Alps, which is why they call it an Alpine Negroni. And then there's an orange twist and some pink peppercorns. It's gorgeous.
You know what? That's it's a nice picture, and B, it's making me very thirsty.
Well, there you go. Right. That's our goal.
Jennifer Tabor, Vanderwerken, and Haley Whalen join us. The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Oh, this is fun. We'll be back. Stan Kenton and the orchestra there. Intermission riff on Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. Ray Graff with you. Haley Whalen is here. Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken, and they're from the Edible Capital District publication, which is quarterly, which I just found out is free. It's so nice. I thought, oh, gosh, it's beautiful, full color. How could it be free? But it is. And you can find it at co-ops and such and places like that. Here's a buddy that we all know. Josh Coletto from Nighthawks says, hey, y'all. Hope all is good. Josh from Nighthawks. Offal is organ meat. Nighthawks has been doing local and whole animal offal for 7 years. Edible wrote about us. We talked about it on Vox Pop. Well,
that's helpful. Thank you.
I would think if we were talking about offal, I would remember it. But I got to say, Josh, I forgot the conversation. I, of course, remember you. And, okay, Josh wrote, said, yes, this was... Josh knows how bad my memory is. He followed up just now. Oh, yeah, this is in regard to the first question earlier. Yes, that much I remember. Josh, hello to you and Howard. And by the way, if you have a restaurant or a food provider or a farm or co-op or an interesting story that you want to pitch to these two, you can do it. 800-348-2551 is the number. You can email voxpop@wamc.org. It's got to be easier now to lay out a map. I remember working on a student paper in high school, and it was a pain in the backside. You're cutting things out, you're measuring, you're pasting. It's got to be easier now with modern technology, right?
It's especially easy because we work with a fantastic layout designer
who
handles all of that for us.
And we have certainly set a challenge before her the past couple of issues because we've really upped the content. We've tried to really kind of add many more features. We've introduced brand new columns that were never in the former iteration of Edible Capital District. So getting her to work with all of the content that we provide her into the appropriate page count, I know that sometimes we don't make her job as easy as it could be.
I mean, you've been in the press and in journalism for a long time. Does it get a little stressful right around deadline time?
It does. It does. I mean, it's interesting because I remember when Haley was pitching me about the job and we were talking about, you know, the time that it would take. You know, she said, I imagine there'll be a time in the iteration of a magazine where it'll be really, really busy and then it'll slow down a little bit as the, you know, people that we've contracted are out doing their thing and then they're going to turn their stuff in and it's going to get really busy again. And she was right on the money. I mean, as she said, we just sent the spring issue to the printer yesterday.
Ooh.
But we are also way knee deep in summer. I mean, summer's contracts are out. Summer is taking shape. So, yeah.
That's something that I would just highlight as a big goal that Jen and I have had. You know, last spring when I picked up the title, we were on a publication schedule that had us dropping issues really mid-season. And we've worked really hard and kind of hustled our timeline to bring those deadlines to the front of the season.
Smart.
Yeah. And one of the things that I find most compelling about Edible, and this is true of Edible Capital District and really all of the publications across the country, is that people who pick up Edible are self-selecting readers. You know, they see it, they choose to pick it up because they have a demonstrated interest in food in their local place.
Yeah.
And they, I think, for the most part, are looking to kind of take action on what they read.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, that was part of that goal. It's like, we want to hand you your spring issue ahead of spring so that you're not only looking forward to it, but you can make plans around it. You know, okay, these are the farmers markets I'm going to hit. These are the recipes I'm going to make, and I'm going to put ramps or garlic scapes or rhubarb on my shopping list. And so giving people that kind of advanced heads up has been a big part of what's informed our work schedule and all of those design pieces.
This is from Robin, who says, shout out local flowers. Congrats, Haley, a bun for your butter. I have no, do I need a decoder ring? What did I just read? What is that?
I don't know, but I'll take a bun
it
with
seems
my butter.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very
I love
nice.
That.
Thank
Hi,
you,
Robin.
Robin. Appreciate that.
800? I think that's probably Robin from Good Farm.
Ah.
Oh, love her.
Okay. Yes, it was a nice emoji with a flower in the email. 800-348-2551 is the number. Let's go to Gary, who is in the stockade. Hello, Gary.
Hello, hello. Yes, I'm a fellow Stockade resident. I live about a block from the Indian and from Arthur's Market on South Ferry Street, just down the road. And I just wanted to bring up offal, which you mentioned. I've always heard it pronounced offal, but what? I'll take offal. But at any rate, one of the most popular and best kinds, especially in the black community, it's delicious, is chitlins, which is pig intestine. And properly prepared,
that.
It is absolutely delicious with collard greens. I love it. I love it.
Okay, fair enough. Chitlins. All right. Well, hey, Gary, chitlins. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551. So in the winter issue, which is probably, there's still a few lying around at the co-ops and where else, you got a beautiful cookbook here. New go-to cookbook, Edible Reads. So the Edible Reads is a regular, every quarter there is one, and this is a really cool. I was just kind of thumbing through this. I have not seen the winter edition, but this is really nice. Master Baker in Our Backyard, and this is Daniel Leader, right?
Mm-hmm. Of Bread Alone.
I think that they've been on the show, but it was a long time ago. I might be wrong. So you go out, you do the interview, you tape it. What do you do? You take notes the old school way. What do you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our writers do, if they're doing kind of a more journalistic interview or a profile or something like that, they'll conduct the interviews. Haley and I do as well. We do contributing writing for every issue ourselves. Speaking of the Edible Reads column, a really cool thing that we are starting to do with the spring and summer issues is partnering with local independent booksellers in the Capital District to do roundups of book recommendations for our readership, which we're really excited about. So in the spring issue, Northshire Bookstore has provided some recommendations for some relatively newer release cookbooks that really run the gamut. I mean, everything from like a German-Austrian cookbook, I think, to...
Wait a minute. Is it Blue?
It might be.
Let's check.
Good question.
I think we've talked about that book before on this show, and it was really great.
Yeah, we had two of the wonderful booksellers at Northshire really took their time and recommended some beautiful stuff.
It is Blue. It's a classic German cooking.
That's a great book.
Yeah. So that was one of their recommendations. And then for summer, we have the bookshop in Stuyvesant Plaza is working on some more like food memoir, food novel, fun beach reedy, food centered books.
I'm sorry, give me an example. A food memoir. Help me out.
Ina Garten's brand new memoir, Anthony Bourdain, Kitchen Confidential, Julia Child, My Life in France by Paul Prudhomme.
All the Ruth Reichel novels.
Yeah.
You got any food comedy?
There are a lot of food murder mysteries. I don't know of any food
come
comedy.
On. What do you mean? What do you mean? You get stabbed with a banana? What are you talking about?
Probably like, you know, lanced with a baguette, but.
Lanced with a baguette.
Oh my God.
I haven't read many of the food murder mysteries. I do love a good Agatha Christie, so I may have to branch into that genre.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have a lot of time on your hands for reading. You run a store and you run this magazine. Mm-hmm. When do you have time to read?
I have what I call my morning chair, which is a chair in my house that I really only use when I'm drinking coffee in the morning. And it's really nice to read while I do that.
Jennifer, back me up on this. Oh, in about 4 months, you're going to have no time for anything.
She's going to be reading beautiful board books. You know, she'll have a different kind of reading in her life to look forward to.
So when do you think, Haley Whalen, you will take a break and do your birthing?
Well, I'm due at the end of July, so I think August, September, and October are going to be like a vacation, right, Ray?
Well, I think they should be. They should be, and you know, you gotta do that. Take a little time. So, Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken, you'll be in charge at that time.
I guess so.
You're going to make a lot of changes.
No, absolutely not. We will do everything we can to give her that precious time that she needs. I've been there. I know you need that time. So.
You really do. Well, it's exciting, and you seem like you have a lot of energy at this time, so this is good.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I feel good.
You eating enough butter? You know, babies love butter.
I am, and actually, taste starts to develop in the womb, so I feel very responsible for this future human's palate. Yes.
See, maybe I would have liked potatoes more if my
It's your mom's fault.
I think I want to devote a whole program to why you don't like potatoes, by the way.
Well, only if you disclose your feelings about pasta.
No, I mean, I'll eat pasta, but it's not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
My children love pasta.
What is
pasta.
Your favorite thing, out of curiosity?
Bourbon.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. I have no real, I don't know, pizza and burgers and dogs. I am not a foodie, okay? That's the hilarious thing about me doing this show.
I don't know. Pizza, burgers, and dogs, there is a lot to get into on those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, I saw a thing. And by the way, this little coffee klatch that we're doing is actually a show. Haley Whalen is here. Jennifer Tabor Vanderwerken from Edible Capital District are here. I saw a little news item. Didn't read it. But apparently there's a trend about mothers giving babies butter to calm them down, and it's not necessarily a good thing.
I think you just found your parenting
It's
philosophy.
Not necessarily a good thing, though.
You can't, tell me this and tell me it's not a good thing. That sounded great.
I have five kids. I never heard of such a thing.
I haven't heard of that either. I'm going to have to look into it.
Wow.
I hope it's not a myth.
Robin writes back, bun in the oven / butter episode. That's what the reference was.
You're way too witty for us, Robin.
Yeah. You know what? We're not that sharp. 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to Haley Whalen and Jennifer Tabor from Edible Capital District. So give us a little bit of a preview. I know we talked a little about it, about the upcoming edition, which is 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away?
Probably, two to three weeks away.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
The spring issue. It's interesting because spring, we separately challenged both of us, and then we came together to talk about it, and we realized we had the same feeling about it, which is that spring feels like this weird ephemeral moment, especially here in upstate New York. It can feel like one minute it's winter and the next minute it's summer. You know, spring can feel incredibly hard to get your hands on. But then when we kind of took a step back and talked about it, you know, spring really deserves its own moment in the sun, no pun intended. And just for the relief that it brings, you know, the sight of like those brand new tender greens shooting up from the soil, that reminder that fresh flavors are coming. And so the issue is really just a celebration of that.
What's the drink?
Well, I think there's more than one. So we have a feature called At Home With in every issue, which is really cool. And that's where we spotlight people who aren't necessarily professional chefs. They're just people in the community doing cool things with food or drink in their own homes.
Yeah.
And so we profile a wonderful couple who live in the Stockade who came up with a Spring Spritz cocktail recipe for us.
Oh, Spring Spritz.
Which is so chartreusey green. It's delicious.
Have you tried? You've tried it?
No, I haven't gotten the chance to try, but I know our photographer did when he was there doing the shoot.
I haven't tried the Spring Spritz, but I've had many other cocktails that Jan and Kreshnik have made at their house, and I would trust them to make a drink for anybody.
You say it's delicious. You got to be careful. I mean, Scope is also green. You don't want to make a cocktail with that, right?
Well, when you see the full color issue, you see the color I'm talking about.
And one of the things I love about this is it's full color, and it's not cheap to do this. Mm-mm. And you do such a beautiful job with Edible Capital District. You know, I got to say, it's nice to see somebody, some people put real time and effort into an old school magazine, and it's great to have that. Let's go to New York City. Jennifer is on. Jennifer, hello.
Hello. Listen, I wonder, has there been any research done about green crabs?
There's a
book called The Green Crab Cookbook. They are an invasive species.
Oh.
Oh, really?
All right. We're trying to eat the invaders.
Jennifer is writing it down.
I am writing it down.
Tell me a little more about green crabs that you know about.
Well, I just went up to New Hampshire, actually, to go to a distillery where they make a whiskey with green crab essence.
That sounds bilious. I got to be honest.
No, it's good.
Really?
It doesn't taste like crab. No, it's got an undertaste.
So, I think we're going to have an issue about offal and green crabs.
I mean, who knew?
Is it offal or offal?
I think it's offal. I saw it and it had two F's, so I said, God, it must be offal. And it sounds pretty awful. I got to be honest with you.
This is good.
You like it? All right. Well, Jennifer, the green. What's the name of the place that makes the green crab booze? Because it sounds too.
It's the Tamworth Distillery.
Okay, because the
Green Crab Cookbook, and there's an organization, greencrab.org.
Okay, and so this is an invasive that if you eat enough of it, it'll go away.
Well, that's the hope.
Do you like it? Does it taste good?
I love them. Yeah, they're good. They're tiny. Can't get a lot out of them, but the flavor is really, really excellent.
Well, you've stumped the band, and thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it very much.
I really hope you look at it. I looked it up.
I'm going to look
it
up.
Thank you so much.
Right after the show. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Oh, look. Okay. There's Barb King.
Okay.
Tamworth Distilling. Green crab.
That's a very interesting solution to an invasive species situation.
Distill it into whiskey.
Cook it into pies.
The first choice. All right, we only got a couple of minutes left here. What did I not ask about Edible Capital District that you both want to mention?
Thank you so much for your lovely comments on how nice it is to have the physical copy of the magazine. And one interesting thing that I remember Haley telling me when I came on board about Edible is that the average issue of Edible is not only kept for a long time, but it changes hands. It's like a magazine that you pick up and you leave in a basket in your living room because when the mood strikes, you might pick it up, more than once. And then you might pass it on to a friend. It's kind of a keepsake publication. So,
well, I've got the two that I have on my desk
there
and I've kept them. And usually I throw stuff out. By the way, you brought Krause's candy. What was the occasion?
The occasion was I was brought up right, and I could not show up to Food Friday without food.
Now, we'll go. I left them out in the front office. They're about two. They're about a third gone when we started the show. Place your bets. How many are left?
Oh, I bet at least half. I don't know how many people.
I was going to say two. They were going fast.
I agree.
And I think that when you get down to the last two, people start to get shy about taking the last one.
I don't think you've been in the newsroom very often here at WAMC. Not too many people are shy. Fran in Gallatin writes in, beautiful baking book is Classic German Baking by Louisa Weiss. I made one thing from it so far. It was delicious. So that's Classic German Baking. All right. So anything else you want to say, Vanderwerken?
Thank you so much for having us. And, solidarity on your dislike of a very popular food. I'm there with you.
This whole potato thing is just so strange. Just so strange. It's such a staple. I mean, what did your folks say about it?
They're flabbergasted like everyone else.
Still? To this day?
Yeah. They still try to push it on me. My parents are very good cooks.
Right.
But they, I'm just a weirdo. I don't know what else
to say. When I do a potato show, we've done a butter show, and people are saying, you did a show about butter? And I said, yeah, Haley Whalen was telling you a show about butter. I'll tell you what, when we do a potato show, dragging you in.
I'll be here.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Haley Whalen, how do people find Edible Capital District online and find out more?
You can find it online through the Edible Communities website or at ediblecapitaldistrict.com. We're on Instagram as well. And the best thing to do is really to keep an eye out for hard copies.
Yes.
Like I said earlier, we're in now over 45 locations, and we definitely have ambitions about growing that distribution route.
Awesome to have you here. Stay well, be healthy, and we'll talk to you soon. Support comes from Body Work Professionals, licensed massage therapist, Albany, Saratoga Springs, Niskayuna, Nick Pavaldi, structural integration practitioner, Rolfer proprietor, 518-MASSAGE, or bodyworkprofessionals.com. The Cheese Traveler, Albany, a purveyor of handcrafted domestic and imported cheeses, charcuterie, pantry items, grilled cheese curated from farms, dairies, and producers locally and around the globe, thecheesetraveler.com. Clock Estate, Hudson, New York, an earth-to-glass brandy distillery and destination that features tours, tastings, fine dining, and a hilltop view of the northern Catskill Range, clock-estate.com. And Farmers India Market, offering fresh produce, spices, and international foods from India, Afghanistan, the Caribbean, and Middle East, a wide variety of ready-to-eat fare and desserts, Central Ave at Coles Plaza Colony. All right, everybody, we're done. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday for a Medical Monday.